Caroline, you're up. You're not off the hook. We've had this question in from Sam.
Can you tell the difference between hot water and cold water by listening, and why?
Now, just a bit of background, because this does sound rather odd, like we've all gone mad. But actually, the idea here is that you could tell the difference between hot water and cold water by the sound when you pour them. Now, I'll ask Caroline about the science behind this in a minute, but let's give you at home a go, and also everyone here in the studio, an opportunity to try this. So what I have got here is I have got two empty glasses. So here's one, here's the other. I've also got two filled glasses, and one of them has cold water, and the other has hot water. And I'm going to pour one of the glasses at a time into one of the empty glasses, and I want you to listen to the sound, and we'll see if we can pick up a difference. I'm just going to move the microphone, hang on. Because for obvious reasons, I don't want to demolish the studio. Right, here we go. So this is sample number one. Are we ready? Here we go. Okay, keep that in mind. Okay, here is sample number two. Right. Did we notice, Judith, you're a physicist, aren't you? Did you notice any difference?
I have to say, I don't think I did. I'm not sure if I was supposed to, but I don't think I did.
Caroline?
I think the first one made a slightly higher pitched noise.
So therefore, would you think that was the hot one or the cold one?
I would think that was the hot one, would be my guess.
Do you concur with that, Heidi? What do you think?
I heard
you study
that as
speech
well.
And language. You should have
yeah,
good
I could
ear,
I could hear the pitch was slightly higher on the first one.
Right, okay. You are right. The first one was the hot one. But now tell us, why should that be the case?
This is because hot water is slightly less viscous than cold water, so it's a bit more runny. And that's because molecules of water that have boiled and are hotter than the cold water move around faster. So they form slightly smaller droplets. So when you pour hot water, these slightly smaller droplets, as they splash against the container or against the water that's already in the container, they make a slightly higher pitched noise. So if you were to say pour custard, you'd expect it to kind of sound a bit lower, and it makes bigger droplets, which make a kind of more low sound. But obviously the difference between hot and cold water is fairly small, so I'm really surprised that we managed to hear that one, especially as there are so many factors.
Max,
what about the difference between hot and cold custard?
Ooh, well, I imagine hot custard is... Actually, we know that, don't we? Hot custard is more runny than cold custard, so it would make a slightly higher-pitched sound.
High-pitched noise.